We continue today with lesson number 123 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. We began the 29th perek yesterday, and we will continue in the 29th perek with the second and third Mishnayos. Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel of Perek Chof Tes. We learned yesterday about the nimin, the threads which protrude from various garments, and the extent to which those threads are considered to be part of the garment, so that if the garment is tameh, the threads are also tameh, and the point at which they are so far removed, that they protrude so far from the garment that the external, most removed part of the fringes of the threads are not considered a chibur to the garment, so that they do not become tomei if the garment becomes tomei. That was the essence of Mishnah Aleph. In Mishnah Beis, we continue with something somewhat similar, and that is Sholosh Kisoso Shel Semer. It seems, and to some extent, this practice is practiced today too. When many people give many items into a laundry to be washed and cleaned, so the launderer has to distinguish between which items belong to this person and which items belong to that person. So what he does is he ties all the shirts that belongs to Yankel in one string, ties them together, and then all the shirts that belong to Shmerel, he ties together in another string of shirts or whatever. So Sholosh Kisoso Shel Semer, if you have three pillows or pillowcases, wool, if they're made of wool, and there's three of them, or Sheshel Pishton, if they're made of linen. If there are even six of them sewn or woven or tied together, or Shlosh, or Sedinim, three sheets, or Shteim Esrei, Mitpochos, 12 kerchiefs, or Shnei Suvrikin, two types of, some say Suvrikin are a type of pants, some say Suvrikin are a type of sleeve which you wear over your arms when you're working to protect your clothing from becoming dirty. So in all these cases, if you have three or six or three ksosos shel semer, sheish shel pishtin, shlosh sadinim, etc. Before we go further, let's skip the next few words and read chibur letumo vila hazoya, that they are considered to be one object, so that if one of the three kisaso shel semer, or one of the six kisasos of pishton, or one of the three sedinin, etc., becomes tameh, they're all tameh, because when they're tied together in this manner, they are all one. That's the bad news. The good news is that they are also considered one object for hazoya. If they became tomei tumas meis, so you have to sprinkle upon them the water from the porah aduma preparation. You don't have to sprinkle when a beged becomes tomei meis, and you want to cleanse it from its tumas meis, so you can sprinkle water on part of it, and the whole garment becomes tohor. Here too, if you sprinkle the water on one of the three ksaso shel semer, on one of the six shel pishton, on one of the three sadinim, so the whole string becomes tohor. That's the meaning of chibur letumo. They're considered, since they're strung together, they're considered one object, the gabi tumah, so that if one of them becomes tomei, they're all tomei. But they're also considered one, lagabi hazoya. If they become tomei tumas mes, and you sprinkle the mechatos, the water made from the poraduma preparation, upon one of them, they all become tohor. In the middle of this, we have the list, which I deliberately omitted, of choluk echod, one blouse, a shirt of some sort, talis achas, one talis, or kluv korin echod. Kluv korin is a thick woolen garment, so we'll see where they fit in a moment. But before we do that, let's continue. Yoser mikan, suppose you have more than three ksaso shel semer, or more than six ksaso shel pishton, or more than three sadinim, etc. Then chibur l'tumah, you have the bad news. It's all if there's four ksaso shel semer, seven shel pishton, four sedinim. Then they are all considered one as far as tumah is concerned. So if one of them becomes tumah, they're all tumah. That's bad news. But there's additional bad news. V'eino chibur l'azoya, that if they all became tomei tumas meis, and you sprinkle the mechatos on one of them, if it's more than three ksashtol semer, more than sheshal pishn, etc., then they're not all considered one garment. And if you sprinkle the water on one of them, only that one becomes tohor, not the other ones. Now we're in a position, that's lechumra, of course. You go lechumra in both situations, if it's more than the listed amount. Now we're in a position to understand what is the meaning of chaluk echot talis achas kluv kurin echot. The meaning is that if you have more than one chaluk or more than one talis strung together, it is a chibur l'tumah, but it is not a chibur l'hazoya. Bad news, bad news. Chumra and chumra. However, Rabbi Yossi Omer af lo l'tumah. Rabbi Yossi says that if you have more than three kisoso shel semer, more than six shel pishton, etc., then even as far as tumah is concerned, it's not a chibur. So as far as a hazoya is concerned, it's not a chibur. That's bad news. But as far as tumah is not a chibur, that's good news. Because if one of the four ksaso shel semer, one of the seven shel pishton, one of the four sedinim, one of the 13 mitpachos, etc., becomes tumah, the others do not become tumah according to Rabbi Yossi, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. We turn to Mishnah Gimel, with a similar type of situation of long strings attached to an object, and how far along the string is it considered a chibur to the object, and therefore if the object is mekabel tumah, the string is also mekabel tumah. But here we're speaking of a special situation of a weight, a lead weight, which is metal and is mekabel tumah, which is used as a plumb line. It's used by builders in order to determine if the walls that they've built are straight. So they hang a plumb line, they hang a lead weight, which is attached to a string, and they lower the string and they lower the plumb line to the bottom, and this way they can tell if the wall that they built is straight or not. This device, the long string and the lead weight at the bottom, is called in Hebrew an anoch. So you have the mishkoles, which is a weight made of generally of lead or some other heavy metal, and attached to it is a string. Our Mishnah wants to know until what point along the string, distant from the mishkoles, from the weight, is mekabel tumah, because a string in and of itself is not mekabel and not mekabel any tumah. But if it is mechubar, if it's attached to a metal weight, which is mekabel tumah, then kol ha-mechubar la-tomeh is tomeh, and the string becomes tomeh. So what we will see now is that it depends upon the type of weight and string device, the type of anoch that you're using, the type of trade of craft that is using this particular mishkoles. So chut ha-mishkoles shneimosa. The average ordinary chut ha-mishkoles, 12 tfochim along the string, is considered mechubar to the mishkoles, to the weight. This is a standard which is made for laymen, not professional carpenters, etc., buildings. Shneimosa. Shel choroshin. However, carpenters, professional carpenters, they require a longer string. They build taller buildings or taller devices. Shmona osa. So then 18 tvachim up the string away from the mishkoles is mekabel tumah, meaning is considered mechubar to the mishkoles, and therefore if the mishkoles is tameh, up till 18 tvachim are tameh. That's the carpenter's weight. Shel binyan, however, the chut ha-mashkoles, the anoch of a builder who's building already three-story houses, towers, whatever, chamishim amo, then 50 amos along the string is considered mechubar to the weight. However, yoser mikan, suppose the ordinary mishkoles, the string is longer than 12 tvochim, or the carpenter's chutah mishkoles is longer than 18 tvochim, or the architect's, the banoyin, the builder's string is longer than 50 amos away from the mishkoles, yoser mikan, meaning, even if he wants it that long, he wants it to be longer than the usual standard. Nevertheless, tohor, that which is beyond the limits that we just set, the 12 tvochim in the case of the ordinary mishkoles, the 18 for the charoshin, the 50 amos for the banoyin, then tohor, out of that, past that, those boundaries, it's not mekabel tumah. It's tor. It's not mekabel tumah. Meaning, not only is it not a chibur, not only if the mishkoles, the metal weight becomes tameh, does this odef, this additional outside the ballpark string, not tameh, but it's not mekabel tumah at all. It's just a string, and string is not mekabel tumah. However, shel sayodin, the string which is used for the mishkoles of those people who plaster buildings, or vishel sayorin, who paint or draw pictures upon the sides of buildings, then they also need this device, kol shehein. Even if the chut is very, very long, it still is considered a chibur to the mishkoles. The Tiferes Yisrael explains the reason, and that is that architects and carpenters, when they test the wall with this anoch device to see if it's straight, they don't test the entire wall. They only test that section which they just completed working on. So therefore, there's a limit to the chut, to the length of chut, which is considered mechubar to the mishkoles. However, this sayodim and sayorim, they kind of have to deal with the whole big picture. They have to make sure the whole wall of a 40-story building is straight, because they want to make sure the plaster is done properly, the two pictures are drawn properly, whatever it is. So therefore, there's no shiur. It all depends upon the height of the kosel. There's no fixed shiur. And so we have completed Mishneh Gimel of Perek Chof Tes, and in the process concluded lesson number 123.